Watch, Secret Service officer tackles abortion protester approaching presidential motorcade. By Paul Bois on June 9, 2022. The U.S. Secret Service tackled and arrested a female pro-abortion protester in Los Angeles on Wednesday as she approached the presidential motorcade. As viral video showed, the woman walked into the street yelling pro-abortion slogans into a megaphone as the presidential motorcade flew by. Eventually, a Secret Service agent rushed her toward the sidewalk and arrested her as she resisted. "An abortion ban will not stop abortion," she screamed as the handcuffs went on. "Only safe ones. Women are going to die." According to CBS News, police said the protester, who remains unidentified, had spray paint in her bag. President Joe Biden was visiting Los Angeles where he attended the Summit of the Americas. The president is also scheduled for a taping with late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. To prepare for the presidential commute, streets are shutting down. Cars are being towed and blockades are going up all over Hollywood Boulevard around Highland and La Brea as the president heads to the El Capitan for a taping of Jimmy Kimmel Live. POTUS first live-in in studio late-night appearance since taking office, reported Deadline. The Secret Service's tackling of the protester comes as the Justice Department has yet to take action against protesters gathered outside Supreme Court justices' homes even after a California man traveled to Maryland with the intent of murdering Justice Brett Kavanaugh. A California man carrying at least one weapon near Brett M. Kavanaugh's Maryland home has been taken into custody by police after telling officers he wanted to kill the Supreme Court justice, reported The Washington Post. Two people familiar with the investigation said the initial evidence indicates the man was angry about the leaked draft of an opinion by the Supreme Court signaling that the court is preparing to overturn Roe v. Wade, continued the report. White House spokesman Andrew Bates said. As the president has consistently made clear, public officials, including judges, must be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety or that of their families. And any violence, threats of violence, or attempts to intimidate justices have no place in our society. He has said that himself, and his spokespeople have been forceful about this from the podium. The White House also said that President Joe Biden condemns the actions of this individual in the strongest terms, and is grateful to law enforcement for quickly taking him into custody.